This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Jonathan Pelson. His new book is Wireless Wars, China's Dangerous Domination of 5G and How We're Fighting Back. We're in the stage where nobody sees the wolf at the door. John, there's a scene in your book that doesn't stand up to reality. It lacks verisimilitude if this was a novel. The woman's name is Madam Sun Yifeng. Who is she, and when does she walk into the room?
Yeah, so in fact, Colin Golder, who had stood in front of that room many years later, is called in. The Saudis were trying to get China to start buying their oil. And one of the Saudi ministers, really up at the top of the royal family, called Lucent, which was now what AT&T's equipment division was called, and said, you know what? You guys are doing this huge build out of the Saudi telecom network. You're building out all the equipment. Why don't you get Huawei, this Chinese company, to help you on the project? So help them put a bid together and submit it to us.
It was charity.
It was just trying to, you know, grease the skids to get China to buy some more oil. And they said, we'll buy some of your electronics. So Colin goes off there and he's going to teach him how to put together a bid. And they had someone show up who didn't know what was going on. He said, look, this is not going to work. I need someone who can work with me. So he came back the next day and there's a young woman, well-dressed, and she introduces herself as Madam Sun, the chairwoman of Huawei.
With an interpreter. She evidences that she doesn't have English.
Doesn't speak English. And she kind of struggles with him. And he tells her, we're going to work together. We're going to put together a bid for this small project in Saudi Arabia. And Colin told me by the end of the week, she was actually speaking some English, more than he would have thought. And I looked into this. And what I found is that her backstory was that she had joined Huawei from a TV and radio manufacturer. Unfortunately for her, she was an alum of a technical school, an engineering school, and the alumni newsletter had published on the internet this wonderful glowing profile saying, our graduate, Madam Sun, who left to become a superstar at the Ministry of State Security, has now been sent over to Huawei. And boy, has she helped that company. She's bringing government money in when they needed it, when they were in trouble. And we're so proud of her. It's, you know, kind of a girl power, kind of a article they wrote about her saying, you know, this is such a source of pride for us.
It is now 2002. Patricia Russo is in charge of everything at AT&T and Lucent. Bell Labs is still a star. Evidence is brought to the CEO, the boss, in April of 2002, that three foreign nationals, employees of a company, have been downloading source code. Who were they?
They were employees and contractors, Chinese nationals, and they were working on something called the PathStar project, which was something that would allow phone calls to be made over cable, over coaxial cable, like your cable TV company, which was a big deal at the time that was not being done. And they stole the source code. FBI found the code in their homes. It found hardware from the switch. One of them jumped bail and fled back to China, but the other two were captured and held by the FBI. And when Pat Russo, she was the CEO of Lucent, she went over to China. They were very clear with her. First of all, they said, we have nothing to do with these people. We don't know who they are. But if you prosecute them, you're cut off. We were not buying anything more from your company. And this is a $1 billion account for Lucent.
The connection here is to a few years earlier. D'Amelio?
Frank D'Amelio.
Is welcomed by an engineer who puts two objects on the table in front of him, is how I picture it, John. One is a CNC 08 switch made by Huawei. Another one is a Bell 5E made by Lucent, which is the flagship. They're exactly the same, correct? They're exactly the same. This is a few years before they're caught downloading source code.
That's right. This is a switch. This is $1 million per switch device. This is what connects. You know, you'll put one of these in a city and it connects 1 million lines. And it was the bread and butter for Lucent. It was their main telecommunications switch. And it had hundreds of thousands of lines of code, more than that. It took years, decades to refine and build this. And yet Huawei had come up with one in just a couple years. And Frank looked at it. He said, even the color of the wires was identical. And when they closed the door, he saw that the drill pattern for the ventilation holes matched exactly the Lucent switch.
It's 2011. British Telecom is now confronting Huawei, and Huawei wants their business. This, you make a point of saying, is how Huawei got into Europe. Did BT understand these security problems from Lucent? Did the business know about them?
Well, yes and no. They certainly didn't buy it thinking that this was kind of compromised equipment they were putting into the network. The company, Ben Verwaayen was the CEO. He took over a company, British Telecom, that was really in sad shape. They were hemorrhaging money. They had huge debt, and they were going to, he bet the farm on saying broadband is the future. And he was right. So he built out this very sophisticated network with his CTO, Matt Bross. He had brought in the new chief technology officer. And when they bid out this project, China, Huawei, was so much cheaper. And he was saying, I'm in no position to be a charity and say, I'm going to give the business to Marconi of the UK, or I'm going to give the business to Ericsson or Nokia, when China's doing a better, cheaper job with what they bid and more innovative at the time, more flexible. They put the equipment in. The government was never consulted. They decided we didn't want to jeopardize Chinese diplomatic relations, because I looked at what was the process. What did the parliament do? And they said, we didn't want to say anything to them until the deal was done because we were afraid they would step on it.
Huawei is hiring. When we come back, they're hiring the best sales force in the world from everybody, and they're paying lots of money for it. What can go wrong and why? The book is Jonathan Pelson's Wireless Wars, China's Dangerous Domination of 5G and How We're Fighting Back. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.